you as a recorder of Record Tech?
Sure.
We had seen earlier the Gemara in Dav Vav, the city of Ketzim, the Arvin Derech, which is a rabbin with Oset Suez HaPesach Mikan, the Lechi Vekar Mikan. But the main sugi of Suez HaPesach is the Gemara on Dav Yud Aleph in Maseches Erevin. Just to refresh your memory, back to the Mishnah Daf Beis, the Mishnah told us Mavishu Gavol Amal Miyaser Ama Yimait. That we Yuda Omer Einu Sarif, Varacha Miyaser Ama Is Yimait. That if you have a Mavoi who's opening with more than 10 Amos, you have to make that opening less than 10 Amos. From Yishu Tzus HaPesach, Avishu Varacha Miyaser Ama Is Ein Sarif Lamai. But if that opening, even if it's more than Eser Ama Is Beth, it's Tzus HaPesach, that is acceptable. The Gemara, however, presents a position of Rav that if you have a Pesach Rachav Me'eser, a Suez HaPesach does not work. And then the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, seems to present a Memra of Rav Yosef in the context of this Memra of Rav. So Rav says that even if you have a Suez HaPesach, it doesn't help if the Pesach is Yeser Me'eser. Suez HaPesach only works if the opening is less than 10 Amos. And the Mishnah on Daf Beis clearly disagrees. Then the Gemara presents the following Memra on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Amar of Yosef, Midivrei Rabbeinu Nimod, we learn from Rab. Rab who says that if it's yes or may eser, Tzuris HaPesach doesn't help. So you learn from the statement of Rab, the 10 lines down Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Chatzer Shiruba Psachim Echalanos, if you have a Chatzer, the majority of which is openings and windows, which in our parlance would be paritz merubal omeid. So you have a chatzer, which is paritz merubal omeid, and a nitaris b'tzuras ha-pesach. So that chatzer, the walls of which are paritz merubal omeid, is not nitar ayidei tzuras ha-pesach, my taima. Ho v'yasser mi'asser oser b'mava, you paritz merubal omeid oser b'chatzer. So there's a equivalence between yasser mi'asser and Parith Merubah. So just like a Pirtza Yeser Me'eser Asir's B'mavoi and Parith Merubah Asir's B'chatzer, Ma'i Yoser Me'eser Oser B'mavoi Enonit Ritzos HaPesach, Parith Merubah L'Omeda Oser B'chatzer Enonit Ritzos HaPesach. So just like we already know that Tzuras HaPesach doesn't help for Yeser Me'eser B'chatzerav, that Tzuras HaPesach shouldn't help for Parith Merubah Al Ha'omeh. Okay. Now most Rishonim assume, like the Pashtus of the Shakavitari here. For example, Tosos here, Dibra Masvali Lema, a little bit more explicit perhaps than the Tosar Bain of Paris. Most Rishonim assume, as a simple reading of the Gemara, that this statement of Rav Yosef is only relevant within Shitas Rav. According to Rav, that a Pirtza Yeser Me Eser is a Nitar Al Yedei Suez HaPesach, so Suez HaPesach doesn't help for Paris Mughal Omeid either. But since we paskin against Rav, we paskin with the time of the Mishnah Daf Beis, that Suez HaPesach does work for Yeser Me'eser, then Suez HaPesach should also work for Paris Merubah. And that's how most Rishonim seem to understand the flow of the Gemara over here. There is a Ritva, some other Rishonim as well, but the Ritva here, Dibur Maschel Chatzer, quoted by the Chasam Sofer in Arachayim Simen Pei Vav, Chasam Sofer Arachayim Simen Pei Vav. So the Ritva has a different, he starts off with this Mahalach, and then he has a different Mahalach that maybe this name of Yosef could exist independently of Rav, and even if you hold that Tzuras HaPesach can work for a Pesach Yeser Me'eser, it still wouldn't work for Paritz Merubah. Meaning to say that Paritz Merubah is worse than Pesach Me'eser. Tzuras HaPesach might work for Pesach Yeser Me'eser, but wouldn't work for Paritz Merubah. Okay, so that's just the Shitas here on Daf Yud Aleph. Now, if you look at Tosos, Dibur Maschil Ilema, Tosos is bothered by the following Kasha. If, in fact, a Tzuras HaPesach works, let's say, Biparis Merubah, if Tzuras HaPesach works, as Tosos assumes, As a simple reading of the Gemara would have it, lahalacha, even bedaliguchos, that you can be matir an area of the tiltol even if you have to rely on Susa Pesach on all four sides. So then Tosfos is bothered, why did the Gemara never suggest this solution to Pasei Biros? The mission at the beginning of the second paragraph, the Gemara tells you, how do you deal with the air situation for the Olah Regalim? So you have to have your Pasei Biros with your Jumdin and your Amudin. So why didn't the Gemara have a possibly simpler solution instead of having your Jumdin on the edges of the bore? Why don't you just create Sursa Pesach, which could be easier? You just stick in four, instead of having your one amma wide or one amma by one amma cornered yumdin, why don't you just stick in four poles on the four sides around, the four corners around the be'er, and construct the Sursa Pesach? Right? So that's Tosfos Kasha here. Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph Dibur Maskil Ilema. Depending on circumstances. Sometimes it may be, sometimes it may not be.
Opposed to a single pole that's supposed to stand up.
Or sometimes the pole may be there already. Tosfos assumes that, at least under certain circumstances, the construction of a Sursa Pesach may be easier than the construction of Diumdin. Diumdin are weightier, there's more material. However you want to explain it, I'm sorry?
You could also just using a rope and two poles.
Well, you have to put the poles there.
Right.
So you saw Mayor saying, well, you have to get the poles there. Maybe there's definitely situations in which it may be easier to construct the Sursa Pesach than to rely on the Diumdin. That's the presumption of Tosfos Kasha. And Tosfos says the same thing by Shiara. Right, the same thing where the Mishnah Daf Tzayin Mabez tells you that if you're in the temporary camp setting, traveling setting over Shabbos, and you need to construct a temporary Eruv, then you can be makif chavalim zelam alamizah, so you have your ropes, your string, that are within a sheer level of each other. There also it might be easier to construct a Sursa Pesach than to construct strings within, or chavalim, ropes within love of each other. Okay, so that's Tosfos Kashi here, and Daf Yud Aleph. Tosfos has two terutzim. Tosfos first quotes in the Re, Lefi shelo hayim iskayim kogach, that in principle, you're right, in principle, a Sursa Pesach could have been the solution instead of Pasei Biros. However, a Sursa Pesach is not necessarily as durable. Mishum da'asu gamli v'shodule, because the camels can come and knock it down. The modern day equivalent could be a garbage truck, but if you put up your Sursa Pesach around the bear, then you may have some animals coming and knocking down the strings. V'gam b'kal yachol lipol b'ruach she'ena mitzuya, and it could also fall down in a ruach she'ena mitzuya. Parenthetical, questionable whether Tosi really meant Ruach Sheinu Mitzuya. Ruach Sheinu Mitzuya should concern us. So maybe Tosi really meant Ruach Mitzuya, some suggest. Okay. But it's possible that a wind can act down the Tzuras of Pesach. Lefisha yutzvichi lahagbiyo min hagmalim hanichnasim sham lishtos. Because if the camels are going to come in to drink from the bear, then you have to make sure that the string of the Tzuras of Pesach is suspended above the area that the camels go through. Fine. V'chayim Shiara, and you have the same concern by Shiara. So in principle, Tosa says, a Tzuras Pesach could have worked just as well as Pasei Biros. In practice, Pasei Biros are a more durable kind of a tikkun. Michael.
Is he saying that, well, what if the camels are going to damage the string? Or
the camels are going to knock it down.
Are we saying the pole that holds up the string?
It doesn't really make a difference, but I'm not sure. I don't think it makes a difference. The Tzuras HaPesach will fall down. Whether it's a Kana Mikana or a Kana Gaba, I don't think it really makes a difference. It could be if the camel walks through it and knocks down the Kana Gaba. It could be the Kana Mikana fall down also, depending on how. Whatever, not important. Okay. So that's Tosis's first error. So Tosis assumes. The Mishavru points this out in their halacha, Shin Samach Beis, Dibur Maskil, Kishakol, Shin Samach Beis Dibur Maskel Kishikol. The Tosfos seems to be assuming that Tzivos HaPesachs are effective to create mechitzas min haTorah. Because you're talking about the Pasi Biro's context, it's a min haTorah context. How are you allowed to have the animals drink from the water in the war? They were talking about the Raisa, and Tosfos assumes that in principle the Tzivos HaPesach would be sufficient. Even a Tzivos HaPesach on all four sides would be sufficient to allow to be mitaken a deraisa situation. So Tosfos pretty clearly seems to be assuming that Tzivos HaPesach would be effective min haTorah. And that is a topic that we mentioned, I think, previously of the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim in the Mishpitzos Zahav, the beginning of Simin Shin Samach Gimel. Mishpitzos Zahav Shin Samach Gimel, the end of Os Aleph, raises the question whether a Tzivos HaPesach is a mechitza min haTorah, such that if I surround an area with Tzivos HaPesach and then I throw something into that area, am I going to be chayiv for Zorek? Does that have a din of a mechitza min haTorah to create a Rishis HaYachid min haTorah, or is it only relevant for the Rabbanans? It's only relevant to be matir tiltol in a carmelis, and to be matir tiltol with a pirtza yeser me eser, where min haTorah I have a mechitza anyway. It's only derabbanan that I'm restricted from relying on a pirtza yeser me eser. It's only the derabbanan that I'm restricted from carrying in a carmelis. So to solve that derabbanan problem, maybe a tzivos haPesach would be sufficient, but a tzivos haPesach wouldn't work to create a rishis hayachid min haTorah.
It's on all four sides.
I'm sorry? If it's, well, the presentation of the Prima Gadim is about if it's on all four sides, correct. And the Shavur points out that whatever stand you take about that Shaila, everyone should agree that if I have a Tzivos HaPesach only on two sides, then that works in Atar. That if I have two solid mechitzos, and then I have a Tzivos HaPesach on the third and fourth sides, so where I'm almost there at Rosh Hashanah and Atar anyway, then everyone should agree that a Tzivos HaPesach would work to round out that Rosh Hashanah. Fine. But we're talking about the Prima Gadim Shaila is about a Tzivos HaPesach on all four sides, and the Prima Gadim leaves out with the Tzarech Ian Ledina, he has a Raya from Sukkah. The Mishavurah is bothered why he doesn't bring a Raya from the Tosos, or the Rishonim here. We'll see the other Rishonim who give different Teirutzim, the second day in Tosos and the Rambam that we'll see. So they may all assume that a Tzivos HaPesach does not necessarily work min haTorah, at least you don't have a Raya from the Tosos. But the Mishavurah is not sure why the Prima Gadim, he tries to bring a Raya from Hilchos Sukkah. But why did the Prima Gadim go all the way there for Raya? Why did the Prima Gadim quote this Tosos that seems to more directly address in our local context whether it's Tzivos HaPesach is effective or not Torah? Okay. So that's the first time of Tosos, the Re, that when it comes to passive, you realize in principle that Tzivos HaPesach should have worked on all four sides, but there were pragmatic considerations why it's not so advisable. And then he says, "Uvishayara, ein lahatir kamo b'chatzir shemukaf adira." But then he says, when it comes to a shayara, when it comes to the Erev Shabbos emergency area situation, when you're camping in the middle of the wilderness, so then he says, "A Tzivos HaPesach shouldn't work at all." There, a shayara, a Tzivos HaPesach shouldn't work. It's different than, it's not like a chatzir shemukaf adira. A Tzivos HaPesach could work for a Chatzir Shemukah Fladira, but wouldn't work for a Shayara situation. Why not? So if you look in the Rashi in Simen Yud Gimel, the Rashi expands on this line in Tosos. Inami hadasharinan peya bechatzar b'mavoi sheyesh badirin. When do we allow for peya, meaning a tzivos haPesach, a side, literally a tzivos haPesach? That's only by chatzar b'mavoi where they're diurin, where it's used residentially. Aval b'bika the less badirin lo sharya. But when it comes to a bika which is not residential, people are staying there over Shabbos on a very temporary basis, they happen to be stuck there, but it's not a residential area, so then a Tzuas HaPesach shouldn't work. And then he quotes Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, the Masechus Kilayim, Daras, Amar, Reb Zeira, Modi, Rish Lakish, Le'inyan Shabbos, She'ein Peyam Ateres, Be'yoser Me'eser. And Rish Lakish says, when it comes to Shabbos, the Tzuas HaPesach doesn't work for Yeser Me'eser, doesn't work for a opening more than 10 Amos. Amar, Reb Chagi, Chagi, Masnisen, Amar, Kain, Ma'kifin, Gimel, Chavolim, Zulam, Alam, Yizu, V'mata Omer, She'peyam O'eles, Be'yoser Me'eser, Dayo the Chavalecha. So then the Yishami brings a right from the Mishnah of Shayara, the Mishnah that we just quoted a few minutes ago. The din there is that in order to create a Heter Tiltel in the Bika over Shabbos, you need to have three strings that are within sheer love of each other. And if it was true that a Tzuas HaPesach works, then why do you need three strings? Why don't you just have a single string, a single Kana al Gadeh? Okay, that's the Yerushalmi that the Rosh posts. If you look at the Korban Nisanel here in Oz Tess, Korban Nisanel understood that, or explains that the Rosh understood within the Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi is talking exclusively about Bika. And the Yerushalmi is a Rosh source for this distinction between Bika and Chatzer and Mavli. That when it comes to a Bika, if it's an area that is not lit diurin, then a Tzuas HaPesach would be insufficient. And that's what we assume Lalach in 2nd Michael. If you look in Simen Shin Samach Beis Se'if Tes, sorry, Se'if Yud, so how do we pass the Shulchan Aruch? Im asa tzuras pesach afilu lepirza yisera me'eser mutter. So we pass the tzuras pesach. We pass like the time of the mission that base, not like Shitas Rav that the tzuras pesach works even in an area that's yeser me'eser. Afilu lo naatz ella dali kundisin ba'arba ruchos. Yes, it's with a pesach al gabei mutter. So even if you only have four poles and four corners, and you string a kan al gabav to connect the poles, that is sufficient. But hani mili, when is that true that a tzuas HaPesach works for a pirsi yeser meyeser? Bidal ruchos. That's true b'chatzer ubimavoy sheyesh behem diurim. Aval bibika lo mahani. When it comes to a bika, so then you can't rely on a Tzuas HaPesach midalid ruchos beyeser meyeser. And then it goes to Rambam Shita, which we'll get to soon. Why is that so? So what's the reason for the schilik between Mavi Chatzer and bika? Why is it that if it's a bika, the less by the urine, Tzuas HaPesach is more limited, and Tzuas HaPesach can't work with Dalai Ruchos, can't work the Yeser Me'eser. So you look in the Mishnah Brura here, Se'if Katan Nun Vav. So the Mishnah Brura writes, Hanim Ilavichatzer, it's a Lomer Shinaflu Kosleha. So, in an area that has the urine, in a residential area, an area with people that live there, so then it's normal to have multiple pesachim surrounding the area. Lubush. Makapiti. So the Mishrur here quotes from the Levush, the reason for this distinction between a Chatzer Mavoy versus a Bika is that in a Chatzer Mavoy it's normal to have multiple Psachim, and therefore a Tzuas HaPesach is not an out-of-place addition, as opposed to a Bika, where it's not normal to surround a Bika with multiple Psachim. This notion is essentially reflected by Tosos earlier in Daf Yud Aleph, in a context that's not necessarily Lavacha, but the Levush seems to accept the principle in a application that is Lavacha. So if you look back, Tosfos Dibra Maskil Chatzir Sheruba Psachim V'Chalonos. Okay, so this is again the position of Rav Yosef, that according to Rav Rishonim is only within Shitas Rav, that according, just as according to Shitas Rav, a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work for a Pesach Yeser Me'eser, so too a Tzuras HaPesach won't work for Paritz Merubah Alomim. Tosfi here writes, just jumping in the middle, V'lo mahani leitzuras ha-pesach gam leparitz meruba midali ruchos. Sorry. Gam leparitz meruba midali ruchos lo yo tzuras ha-pesach. So a tzuras ha-pesach doesn't help if you have paritz meruba on four sides. The piska v'dali ruchos lo of the inchi, because it's not normal for people to create pesachim on four sides. So you can't have a tzuras ha-pesach on four sides, where it's paritz meruba, because piska v'dali ruchos lo of the inchi. But if you have paritz meruba on one side, so then there's nothing wrong with creating a tzuras ha-pesach on one side, because that's normal for people to have sachim on one side. So aside from Avraham Avinu's tent, the norm is not to have doors on all four sides. And therefore, again, within this shita that we don't paskin like, since piska the arba ruchos lo avdi inchi, then you can't have a tzuras ha-pesach midali ruchos. Yeah.
Why do we care whether it's common or normal to have stuff in the corners? If it's functioning...
Well, we're not talking about corners yet.
Sorry, just having stuff...
Oh, and sides, you mean?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Why does that make a difference? If I put a wall in the middle of the street, whether it's normal for it to be there or not normal for it to be there, it's still a wall there.
Okay, so that cuts to what the lumdus of Tzuras HaPesach is. So if Tzuras HaPesach is a bona fide mechitza, so then if it's simply a halachic mechitza, it could be doesn't concern us as much. If it's a Pesach, so Pesach has to look like a Pesach, has to be a way that people would create a Pesach. If it's a Pesach, it's supposed to pirza, I have a pirza, and I take a pirza and I make it into a Pesach, so it has to have the details of Pesach. We'll be discussing how much the notion of Kedah the Inchi applies to Tzuras HaPesach. It's relevant in other contexts as well as part of the construction. Good.
So, would it change at all as far as that? Because putting a door on four sides is not so unusual necessarily today. It's not hard to do, it doesn't necessarily reconstruction. So, would we say that there has changed?
I think so. Maybe saying you can have a house, you can have doors on all four sides of the house. But in any event, first of all, la halacha, we don't bask it like Rav Yosef. At least Rav Rishonim. Second of all, the context here of Pischa Bar Baruchas La Inchi, I think, is a piska of Paris Meruba, meaning you don't have, I don't think Tosis means that you can't have a door on all four sides. I think he means that the majority of the site isn't door. I'm not 100% sure about the last point. Yeah.
Just to clarify, the answer, the second answer Tosis is what's Mubarak by the Rosh and Rosh. based on the Yerushalmi is not on the first answer of Moses?
Which Moses?
The one we did a couple minutes ago with the reading.
Yeah, I didn't get to the response yet.
Yeah.
Sorry, sir?
What
does the Kabbalah says that the Rush's source for the distinction, Tosa's distinction, between Chatzar Mavoi versus Dikka is this Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi saying that the Tzuras HaPesach would be invalid the Dikka yes or miyut. Right? And then we're now explaining why should that distinction hold. So the Lush that the Mishnah Berurah explains, that the Mishnah Berurah quotes, explains that it's a function of what the norm is, that it's not normal to make psachim on all sides in a dikka, but it may be normal to do so in a residential setting. I just pointed out that notion of kida'avdi inshi by psachim, Tosos presents in the context of the Shita of Rav Yosef. So here we're not passing like Rav Yosef, but that notion of at least in the Levush, the notion of lo havdi inshi is relevant in a slightly related context.
Yerushalmi, by bringing that Yerushalmi, clear, like the Rush just said that only in residential, not in a bikka at all, that Yerushalmi saying that that's only in if the periods are greater than 10?
The Rush may be saying that as well. The Rush and Tosa says that you can't rely on it, so it's a Pesach.
The Korban Sanos is saying that's
and the Mugger, of course, is your shaman, correct? Okay. Now, again, so to the extent that Tosfos is talking here in Deeper Maskal talks within Shitas Rav Yosef, we don't pass like Rav Yosef, so if we're not bothered by having Tzuras HaPesach on all four sides, even the Paris Meruba, if we're not bothered by Tosis's low of the Inshei Psach and the Dali Ruchos, that could in theory either be because we assume that it is Kedav the Inshei, that people do make Psach on four sides, or more likely, either Tzuras HaPesach is not a function, Tzuras HaPesach is not viewed as a Pesach per se, or if it is viewed as a Pesach, it's not governed by all the details of Pesachim. Meaning, even if it has elements of a Pesach, we don't necessarily require Kiddah of the Inchi. So, just on that, if you look at the Rashba, the Rashba Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph here, Dibur Maskil De'im. The Rashba has a line that how does the Tzuras HaPesach work? Excuse me. Let me show them. The Pesach Kimechitza Dami Ukiyil Nista Mako. That the Tzuras HaPesach is like a mechitza, and we view it as if the entire area is closed off. It's not just a generic Pesach, but it's mechitza. It's viewed as nistam. Or the Lashon HaRashba in Tshuvas, Chelek Aleph Siman Tafresh Aleph, Chelek Aleph Tafresh Aleph, is that it's considered mechitza gemura. So it's a Pesach, it's a mechitza gemura. And similar in the Me'iri and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph Dibur Maskil V'Hilchasa, Me'iri Gimel Amud Aleph Dibur Maskil V'Hilchasa, Tzuras HaPesach is Mishum Mechitza. Okay, more on that to come.
Well, that would make sense. Aside from when you said Mechitza V'Yom Tzosim, with Tosis also as a true Pesach.
Right.
That would make sense. Fits with the language of Yoyer and Yisoyser if we view a Pesach as Sosul. If we view a Pesach as Oyer,
well, the fact that we view it Tzuras HaPesach as Sosul doesn't mean that every Pesach is Sosul. And Tzuras HaPesach may be a stronger form of a Pesach, maybe more than a generic Pesach. That's precisely the point.
So we may say different by a regular Pesach that is not considered Sosul?
Yeah, a regular Tzuras HaPesach may be more than a regular Pesach. Okay, we'll have to come back to that. Okay, so again, according to the Levush, the distinction between a dick and a chasim avi is based on what is normal. In a residential area, it's normal to have to be surrounded by psachim. In a bika, it's not.
Is that how it's connected?
Yeah. Say that the Levush couldn't believe that a Susa Pesach is a Mechitza that's Kisosim?
Right. Well, if you're saying, I just sound from what, like, from what we're, you said, that, that it's, if it's if based on what's normal for a Susa Pesach, you don't normally have.
Based on what's normal for Pesachim.
For Pesachim, you don't normally have a Pesach and a Bikla, so.
Yeah, okay. That's reasonable. Yeah, that's what we were saying in Tosa a few moments ago, that if. If you argue on Rav Yosef and you assume that a Tzuris HaPesach B'dalad Ruchos works, even the Paris Mubal Omeid, that could be because we're not so bothered by the Kedav D'Inshi component, because it's not just a generic Pesach, maybe something more than that. Good. Okay. The Aruch HaShulchan has a different approach here. The Aruch HaShulchan in Os Beis explains that the reason we're makir by a dikka not to allow a Tzuris HaPesach B'dal and Ruchos is simply a did the Rabbanim, meaning Min HaTorah, there's no reason to distinguish between a Chatzar, a Mavoi, and a Bikka when it comes to Tzuris HaPesach. Min HaTorah, a Tzuris HaPesach could function B'dal and Ruchos across the board, even in a non-residential area. Why is it that we're makir by a dikka not to allow a Tzuris HaPesach midal ruchos? So that's only a zera derabanan, because a bika is in appearance much closer to a rishus harabim. A bika is a wide open area. It's not a rishus harabim because of population, because of the size of the roads, because of whatever details in rishus harabim. But in perception, given that it's a wide open area, it's closer to a rishus harabim than an enclosed cluster or mavi. So people may come to confuse the two more readily, and therefore midrabana will require a more rigorous tikkun for a bika than for a chatzer or a mavi, or a more rigorous mechitzos for a bika than for a chatzer or a mavi. So chatzer mavi could be matraidi, so it's a pesach midal ruchos, not so a bika, only midrabana, because of the appearance of a bika like a rishus harabim. Okay, that's the Aruch HaShulchan's suggestion, that min HaTorah, there's no difference. It's only a concern midrabanan that you shouldn't come to confuse a bika with a rishus harabim, and then come to be matir a rishus harabim with Tzuris HaPesach. Okay? Good. Now let's go back to where we started, Tosfos Divrei Masechta Lilema. Again, Tosfos had asked the kasha, why is it that a pasuk biros isn't solvable due to a Pesach? Why does the Gemara only, the Mishnah and the second paragraph require Diyum, then why not Tzuris HaPesach? So the first Eretz of the Re was that in a Hanami, a Tzuris HaPesach could have worked, at least for a Pasi Biros, maybe not for Shayara, but could work for Pasi Biros, but there are pragmatic considerations as to why Tzuris HaPesach is suboptimal. And then tells quotes in the Ritzvah, the first long line in Tosfos, Ritzvah Mefaresh, Dahachalo Ayri Vidala Defanos, Dahachi Perusho Kachi Tiru Le'inin Shabbos Bimifulash, Dahainu Beis Mechitzos, Debez mechitzas le'inyan Shabbos, havi kedala mechitzas le'inyan kelayim. So the Ritva assumes that no, that Atzeres HaPesach actually only works b'dalad ruchos, b'beis ruchos, and doesn't work b'dalad ruchos. But it comes to kelayim, where the standards are different, so then Atzeres HaPesach could work on all four sides. When it comes to Shabbos, Atzeres HaPesach only works on two sides, not on four sides, and that's the reason that we could never have suggested Atzeres HaPesach for Pasi Biros, because when it comes to Pasi Biros, we need to be makif the area on all four sides. Okay? That's the second Teresa Tosos, the Ritzva. So then you have absolutely no evidence in Shitas HaRitzva. And on the contrary, it seems that the Tzuris HaPesach would not work min ha-Torah b'dalad ruchos. Okay, so as the Bishop Ruhr points out, it does seem that shayla in the Prima Gadim, whether a Tzuris HaPesach works min ha-Torah b'dalad ruchos, is really a machlokas of Bali Tosos here b'dibra maskil ilema.
Above,
Would that mean that the Mitzvah holds that a Tzuris HaPesach functions more like a Pesach as opposed to a Mechitza? Very possibly. I haven't thought through whether that's Bechreach at first glance, but I haven't thought through whether it has to be that way. So then, the Mechaber, at the end of Sifyut, quotes the famous Shitas HaRambam that we've discussed in other contexts in the past, Parak Tesayin, Halacha Tesayin. The Rambam writes, Kol Mechitza Shiyesh Ba Paris Ruval Omeid, Eina Mechitza, fine. Aval Emeya Paris Ke Omeid, Arizim Mutaris. Aguvad Shelo Yeheva Osara Pirsa, Pirsa Shiyasar Al Eser Amos. Okay. Aval, Eser Amos Reika Pesach. V'im Hayel Pirsa Zutu Eta Pesach. Af al pi sheyesh ba yeser me eser eina masedes amuchitza. So it's with the Pesach works the yeser me eser. V'hu shelo yeheya paritz meruba al omeid. As long as it's not paritz meruba al omeid. So piritza yeser me eser is nito aide to with the Pesach as long as it's not Paritz meruba al ha'omei. Okay, so the Magen Mishnah raises the following question: B'shita Sarambam. Mishnah says it's not explicit in the Rambam what's the din by Pirtzas Eser, meaning not more than 10 or less, the Paritz Meruba. In Lashon Rambam, Im Hayu a Pirtzas, Im Hayu a Pirtzas Utsu as a Pesach, Alpha Bishiyesh by Yosem Eser, Eina Mafsedas a Machitza. So if there's a Tzuris HaPesach, it works even by Yasser Meyasser, as long as it's not Paris Meruba. What about less than Eser and Paris Meruba? So that's not so clear, that's not the Feirish in the Rambam. Meaning the simple setup of the Gemara was that the two issues are related. That according to Rav, that a Tzuris HaPesach doesn't work for Pirsi Yasser Meyasser, it also doesn't work by Paras Meruba. And we paskin, like the Tana Kama, like the Mishnah Beis, that Tzuris HaPesach works for Yasser Meyasser, then it should follow that it works for Paras Meruba as well. The Rama just tells us that if it's Yasser Meyasser, Tzuris HaPesach works. So that's like the Mishnah on Daf Beis, but as long as it's not Paras Meruba. So what if it's Pachas Meyasser and Paras Meruba? That's not explicit in the Rambam. So the Magen Mishnah raises that question. Says not so clear. Afshar that it's kosher. The Rambam passes away in Hilchos Sukkah. Peridalar Lachi Beis. But maybe Sukkah is different. Correct. In Sukkah it's clear in the Rambam that it does work. The question is, what would the Rambam say in Eruvin? That's a machlokes achron in Bidas HaRambam. What's the status by... Does the Rambam only aser bitarti l'reyesa, meaning with both yeser v'yeser and paris meruba, or does the Rambam even aser by paris meruba alone? So the Mishnah of Yaakov in Siman Kuf Kaf Gimel is machmir on that. He thinks the Rambam asers even if you have paris meruba b'bachlas meyaser. And the Reb Chaim and the Rambam here assumes that it's only problematic if you're lacking both pachas meyaser and paris meruba. We'll come to Reb Chaim in a moment. That Korban Nisanel that we quoted earlier in Os Hes thinks that that same Yerushalmi is the source for this Rambam. Again, the Rosh is Siman Yogimel, the Korban Nisanel there, Os Hes. So you notice that the Rambam doesn't distinguish between Bika and Chatzir and Mavli. So he thinks that the Rambam is in the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi, according to the Rosh, the Yerushalmi was distinguishing between Bika versus Chatzir and Mavli. According to the Rambam, the Yerushalmi made no such distinction. Yerushalmi is talking about Paritz Meruba. So, where is Omein Meruba la Paritz? That's the case of the Bavli, and then it's with the Pesach works, Vidal Ruchas. If it's Paritz Meruba la Omein, that's the case of the Yerushalmi, and there it doesn't work. I think that's the source of the Rambam. So maybe just take a look on your own if you want at the Reb Chaim. We'll just quote it briefly at the beginning next time. It's here in the Rambam Tezayin. If you don't want to read the whole piece, So, just start with the first, I would say, three paragraphs through the paragraph beginning of HaPashut. And then the last paragraph, Achei Nira. Or, you know, you can see the paragraph beginning of HaPashut, the paragraph beginning Vinira Didas HaRambam, and the paragraph beginning Achei Nira. And then either you'll see it on your own, or maybe I'll mention it briefly at the beginning of next time, and then we're going to have to start getting into the details of Suras HaPesach. I sent you some Armagamas, so we'll send some more to the other soon. Yes, Sam, sorry.
I'm just a little bit confused about the different sheet. Is Rambam like Rav Yossi then?
So at first glance, no. Or at least that may be Machlokas Achronim. Meaning, according to Rav Yossi, to the extent that Rav Yossi is working with Das Rav, Rav Yossi is saying that we're Machmir on Pirtse Yeser, May Eser period, or Machmir on Paritz Meruba period. According to the Ramba, Pirtse Yeser, May Eser is the only problem if it's Paritz Meruba.
So, I mean, the way Avishan Yaakov explains the Ramba,
right?
Would that be like how the Ritva you mentioned by the Sun Sofer by Rav Yossi?
So it'll come out. According to the Mishnah Yaakov, if I have a Pirtse Yeser Be'eser or a Paritz Meruba, Suras HaPesach won't work. So then in Din it'll come out the same. It may be coming. I'm sorry?
Not connected.
It may be.
Okay.
If you say that, then you could say that the Rambam is passing like Rav Yosef. Okay. It doesn't have to be.
Right.
Korban Silas says it's based on Yerushalmi. It could be, right. Yeah.
Sorry,
to
go back to the second.
The
Mishnah Yaakov says that if you have to have both of them, or you just need one of them.
The Mishnah Yaakov is Machmir that even Bechad Lureyasa, according to the Rambam, is no good. And according to Rechaim, you need Tarti Lureyasa. And that's the Shaila that the Magad Mishnah left open. Right, and this is relevant, well, number one for Sfardim, number two, the Mishnah Berurah itself recommends that L'chachila, if possible, to be closer to the Rambam, you should be. Okay.